From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, abuse of prisoners is always shocking, but are we more shocked when the perpetrators are women? But first, President Bush today gave two interviews to Arab language television networks. The president described the treatment of Iraqi prisoners by some members of the U.S. military as abhorrent. But he said the photographs of troops gloating over naked Iraqi prisoners does not represent the America he knows. Here's the president talking on the U.S.-sponsored Arab language television network Al Hura.
The actions of these few people do not reflect the hearts of the American people. The American people are just as appalled at what they have seen on TV as the Iraqi citizens have. The Iraqi citizens must understand that.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne watched the president's interviews, and he joins me now. Don, what else did the president say?
He was really intent on sending the message, as we just heard in that clip, that this is not something that America can condone in any way. But he did say it was important for people in the Arab world to know that in a democracy, everything is not perfect, that mistakes are made, he said. But he went on to say, in a democracy, mistakes would be investigated and people would be brought to justice. He said, we're an open society. We're willing to investigate what happened. It will all be done in a very transparent manner. And then he echoed what his press secretary has said a few times over the past several days, that this investigation, this willingness to get to the bottom of what happened, stands in stark contrast to Saddam Hussein and the kind of torture that went on in those prisons and how those who were responsible for that were never brought to justice until, of course, Saddam Hussein was toppled.
Mm-hmm. And anything noticeable about what he didn't say today?
Notable that he didn't apologize. He said mistakes were made, but that's about as far as he went. He was very sober, and you could tell that his demeanor, he was really trying to capture the gravity of the situation, how serious he takes this. One other thing that I think is important to point out, he talked to two Arabic language networks. One of them, Al Hura, is actually sponsored by the U.S. He did not speak to the leading Arabic language network, Al Jazeera. The U.S. has had problems with Al Jazeera over the past few years for its coverage of a variety of issues and for among other things, its frequent airing of those Osama bin Laden audio and videotape messages. So Al Jazeera was frozen out of this.
And why is the president doing this?
Well, these photos, and mind you, it's not just photos that people are talking about. There are also Iraqi prisoners who have died in U.S. custody. There have for months now been allegations by independent organizations of possible human rights violations and things like that. So those cases are also being investigated. All of this is and the photos certainly is a propaganda goldmine for those who oppose U.S. efforts in Iraq and in the region, including terrorist groups, and the White House is very mindful of that. The press secretary this morning, prior to the interviews, was asked about how much damage has been done. His answer was, well, this is certainly not helpful. But the president going on television, speaking to these networks, demonstrates how potentially serious of a problem this really is.
And he may have been speaking on Arabic language stations, but he must have had his eye on how this would play here in the U.S.
They're certainly watching that. I haven't heard if there's any internal polling being done just yet on this, but you can be certain it's a question that's going to come up when those kinds of questions are asked of voters in polls. A campaign official on the trail this week, the president was out campaigning, said that it doesn't appear so far to be having a big impact on voters. But the story's not over yet, and it could get bigger and it could get more troubling in many ways.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks, Don.
My pleasure.